Ginger Black here today. Hope you're having a great day. It's Ginger Black at gingerblack.com. So today I want to ask you, are you a person of good intention? You know, you make promises, you set goals, you do things that you think are really well intended because you mean well, you want to do well, but as they say, or as I used to hear when I was a kid from my parents, the world is paved with good intentions, but they don't get you anywhere. So if you're a person of good intention, it probably means you make a lot of promises. You promise yourself, you promise other people, and you have the intention of following through, but you don't. And I see this a lot today because people want to, they for some reason we've gotten in this hyper-extended mode where we have to be so busy all the time, where people work 60, 70, 80 hours a week in a job for somebody else, and then they're home running the kids from here to here to here, and they're always distracted, and they're always busy, and there's no downtime. And if they have any downtime, it's running to the gym to be to add one more stress to their life. So while being at the gym is supposed to take the stress off, sometimes it actually becomes another stress. So are you a person of good intention? Or are you a person of good character? And a person of good character has learned not only to have good intentions, but to keep those intentions, to keep those promises they make to people, and to follow through with what they say they're going to do. That's what good character is. So would you rather be a person of good intention or a person of good character? Personally, I work hard to be a person of good character. I tell people my word means everything to me. And if I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, you better follow up on me and see if I'm not dead. That's how much I value my word to other people. Now, here's where I fall short on that. And maybe you can identify with this. I make good intentions. I have good intentions with myself, but I don't always follow through with myself. So why do I devalue myself as much as other people devalue me? That's not good. So I should be holding myself accountable to the word I make to myself, as well as the word I make to you or you or you. Why is my word to you more important than my word to myself? And what I've come to understand through the years of studying this is that, oh, that's pretty much what we're taught. You're accountable to a teacher. You're accountable to your parents. You're accountable to your boss. You're accountable to other people in your life, a spouse, your kids, whoever it is. You're accountable to those people. And to some of us, that's kind of what drives us. You know, we could be externally motivated instead of internally motivated. So as long as there's somebody with the whip over you, then you do pretty good. But if nobody's holding a whip over you, it's, for me, sometimes it's easier to fall through the cracks. I can follow through for other people, but for myself, not so much. So again, are you a person of good intention or a person of good character? I think we'd all rather choose the good character, but how can we succeed at that? Let's take a moment to think about that. First of all, here's what I would suggest. Never make promises to other people that you do not intend to follow through on. That sounds like such a simple thing, but I'm amazed at the people, and you can listen to my other podcast about the power of no. People are afraid to say no to other people, so they promise them they'll follow through on something when, in fact, they know they're never going to get to it, they know they don't have the time, or they know they're just not interested in following through. Is that good character? No. Not in my book. And what happens when we do those kind of things is we end up paying a price. It costs us. It costs us power, it costs us authenticity, and it costs us time and energy as well. So who wants to lose all those things? So back to number one, don't make promises you can't keep. Don't, and when you are not able to keep a promise, number two, tell the person, be honest, be upfront. I overextended myself. I apologize. If the person is someone you know fairly well, ask them for help with this, because this can be a problem that you're addicted to. We all have little things that we're addicted to doing because it helps us escape. It helps us get out of being the adult in the room. It helps us become a person who's not accountable for their life, who's not taking responsibility. If you don't follow through on a promise, you need to come clean. And you know what? I'm not worried about the other person. It takes a toll on you. It takes a toll on you. And think about this. Every time you do that, and some people do it quite a bit, if you do that, it chips away at your energy. It chips away at your authenticity. It chips away, ultimately, at your power. And you become less and less powerful. So the third thing would be to follow through on what you say you're going to do. When you make a promise, do everything you can to follow through. And, like I said earlier, make sure you make promises to yourself that you will keep. Make sure, you know, gyms are full of people in January that make the good New Year's resolution to follow through. Does the gym hurt when you don't follow through? Absolutely not. They make a killing that way because they oversell memberships by the hundreds in each gym, because they know they don't have to have more equipment because they know you're not going to show up because you're not accountable to yourself. So, again, stop making promises you can't keep. Start making promises you can keep. Especially to yourself. Thanks for joining me today. Hope this was helpful. Ginger Black at gingerblack.com. Look forward to seeing you on the next go-round.